From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. The first part of chapter 11 lists specific Old Testament characters who demonstrated great faith in God. Beginning in verse 35, there is a transition to unnamed saints, many of whom paid with their lives for their faithfulness to God. According to the passage, these heroes of faith chose cruel torture and martyrdom in order that they might obtain what the Scriptures call a better resurrection. As Dr. Cairns will explain, there are several possible interpretations for that expression as it was understood by those Old Testament martyrs. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a two-part message entitled Bearing the Unbearable Through Faith in Christ. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Jonah chapter 4 and verse 9. God said to Jonah, Doest thou well to be angry? Anger is not always or necessarily sinful, but it has such a tendency to run wild that whenever it displays itself, we should be quick to question its character with this inquiry, Doest thou well to be angry? It may be that we can answer yes. Very frequently anger is the madman's firebrand, but sometimes it is Elijah's fire from heaven. We do well when we are angry with sin, because of the wrong which it commits against our good and gracious God, or with ourselves because we remain so foolish after so much divine instruction, or with others when the sole cause of anger is the evil which they do. He who is not angry at transgression becomes a partaker in it. Sin is a loathsome and hateful thing, and no renewed heart can patiently endure it. God himself is angry with the wicked every day, and it is written in his word, Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. Far more frequently it is to be feared that our anger is not commendable, or even justifiable, and then we must answer, No. Why should we be fretful with children, passionate with servants, and wrathful with companions? Is such anger honorable to our Christian profession, or glorifying to God? Is it not the old evil heart seeking to gain dominion? And should we not resist it with all the might of our newborn nature? Many professors give way to temper as though it were useless to attempt resistance. But let the believer remember that he must be a conqueror in every point, or else he cannot be crowned. If we cannot control our tempers, what has grace done for us? Someone told Mr. J. that grace was often grafted on a crab stump. Yes, said he, but the fruit will not be crabs. We must not make natural infirmity an excuse for sin, but we must fly to the cross and pray the Lord to crucify our tempers and renew us in gentleness and meekness after His own image.
Christ for all my
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org. Thank you.
The better resurrection sounds very simple. It actually has led to three distinct interpretations, all of which actually have an element of truth in them. When you think of the actual wording here, women received their dead by or from a resurrection. Others refused to have deliverance, but were tortured to death because they were looking for a better resurrection. And I think that's a very, very natural way to interpret the verse. They were saying there is a resurrection that's better than the resurrection that Elijah saw happen to the son of the widow. There is a resurrection that's better than the Shunammite son experienced. There is a resurrection that's better than Lazarus experienced or the daughter of Jairus experienced. There is a resurrection that is not merely of the body to this life for a little while. There is a resurrection unto life eternal. These men and women said, we are suffering in the light of that. But then, there are others, and with a lot of truth, they say the resurrection is better, not merely than a resurrection for a little while into life again, but it's better than the deliverance that was offered. They were offered deliverance, but they said, no, we will take death, because that death is the gateway to a resurrection that is far better than the compromising, shameful deliverance that you are offering. In other words, these Old Testament sufferers were actually living out the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are people, and it's not death that they're facing. It may be a little mockery. It may be a little loss. It may even just be the denial of their own lusts and flesh. But there are people who are ashamed of Christ, and they are choosing rather what this world is now offering. Maybe you're in this meeting this morning in that very condition. Here were people, and they were being offered the world. They were being offered life. They were being offered a deliverance. And they said, we will not have it. We will have our God, though it means death. For we'd rather have God and salvation than life in this world that leads to hell. Perhaps you're here this morning saying the very opposite. We will have the world. We will have the pleasures of the world. We will have the activities of the world. We will have the friendship of the world. And we will not have Christ. It's a tragic, foolish, destructive decision to make. Because there is a third possibility in these words. Many great scholars have believed this is certainly in them. But these people were saying, every man will be raised, the torturer as well as the tortured, the persecutor as well as the sufferer, the sinner as well as the saint will be raised. And they are saying, since we must all be raised, we would rather know God and live for Him and know His salvation and have a better resurrection than the resurrection unto shame and everlasting destruction that Daniel spoke of in chapter 12 and verse 2. Men and women, you and I are in this world but for a moment. We're here today, and like the grass of the field, we're gone tomorrow, and the place that knows us now will soon know us no more forever. Soon you'll be gone without a trace. The bed that you sleep in will be slept in by another. The home that you live for will be occupied by another. The job that you do will be done by another. Your name will sink into the distant recesses of memory until it's finally obliterated. But you will live. You will rise, either in the resurrection of the just or the resurrection of the unjust, either in the resurrection to life eternal or the resurrection to the lake of fire. But men and women learn this: there is a better resurrection. When you are tempted and called by the world and the devil to go running down the broad road rejecting Jesus Christ, when you are called to deny the Bible and deny the call of the gospel and go headlong into sin, remember, you are refusing the better resurrection. Oh, that today you would learn that there is nothing in this world to compare with Christ. There's nothing in this world to compare with the assurance of eternal life in Christ. What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? All that you would learn today, that it would be better, if need be, to suffer torture on the wheel and go to heaven at the end of it. Not that you merit heaven by your torture, but it would be better to suffer and go to heaven than tramp and dance through the pleasure-mad throng of the world to end up in a lost eternity. Come while the Savior in mercy is pleading. Come while the gospel door is open. Make sure that your choice by faith is the same choice as these people who would not accept what the world called life, but rather took death because they had a grasp of life eternal. Now that's the meaning of the word. Actually, the historical reference here is thought by many, many people to be to something that happened in the period between the end of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New. I told my wife this morning, you're going to hear history being made in the Free Presbyterian Church. You're going to hear me read from the Apocrypha. Don't get all worried. Presbyterians, in fact all Protestants, have always believed that though the Apocrypha is not inspired, it is good reading for history. And I believe that. John Owen, the great Puritan divine, came to this passage of Scripture and he said, undoubtedly, the reference is to the events of the 6th and 7th chapters of the 2nd book of Maccabees. In the 6th chapter of that book, from verse 19 to 31, you will find the story of a 90-year-old man, a scribe by the name of Eleazar. During the reign of a wicked man, one of the greatest forerunners of Antichrist in ancient times, a man called Antiochus Epiphanes, during his reign, the Jews were under chastisement from God because of their sin. That's how they judged it. As Antiochus set up all his abominations, he decided he would have a special feast and he would force the Jews to eat swine's flesh. When old Eleazar was given the flesh of the swine, which of course was unclean to a religious Jew, and had it forced into his mouth, he defiantly spat it forth. And that marked him immediately for death. Those who were in charge of overseeing his death actually were very friendly toward him, and so they came up with a way out. They said, Eleazar, we know that it's not right for you to eat swine's flesh, but we will allow you to go and prepare flesh that is clean for a Jew. And you take that and eat that flesh, and nobody will know the difference but you and God. Your life will be spared, for we don't want to put you to death. A very tempting offer. You don't have to eat swine's flesh. You don't have to defile your conscience. You can eat the goat or the lamb, or you can eat whatever else is good for a Jew to eat. But just eat it publicly, so that we have an excuse and we let you off. This old man, 90 years old, frail and no doubt fearful, he began to consider this and he said, "Send me to the grave. For it becometh not our age in any wise to dissemble, whereby young persons might think that Eleazar, being 80 years old, were now gone to a strange religion." And he simply argued, "I could eat this flesh. Sure, it's not wrong in itself. But by my dissembling, by my pretense, I am sending a message to young men that I have gone over to a false religion, and to save my life, I have given away the truth of God, and I'm sending that message that that's what they ought to do. I would rather die." The result was that he was the more brutally put to death. With stripes, with cudgels, he was one that was tormented to death on the wheel or the timpani. What upheld those people? Now we're talking, and I'm deliberately making reference to this passage between the Testaments, because very often we think of that as a period when faith was at an all-time low. And in many ways, there's a lot of truth in that. But what was upholding these people? If you turn to the very next chapter of the history of the Maccabees, you will find that there is constant reference to the resurrection. A young man in point of death looked at his tormentor. He looked at Antiochus and he said, "Thou like a fury takest us out of this present life, but the King of the world shall raise us up." The hope of a better resurrection. When his hands were cut off, his feet were cut off, and his tongue was cut out of his mouth, the last words that he said, "These I had from heaven, and for his laws I despised them, and from him I hope to receive them again." Another one said, "It's good being put to death by men to look for hope from God to be raised up again by him." That's faith.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.